Disasters 2. Hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our podcast about natural disasters. In the last episode, we talked about droughts and forest fires. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis. What are they like, and do you have a chance to escape? All right, let's start with hurricanes. These strong winds bring a lot of rain with them, and they occur in the Caribbean and in North America. Hot, dry air from Africa crosses the Atlantic Ocean, collects water, and becomes stronger and stronger. When the storm then hits land, it is incredibly forceful. Houses can collapse, whole cities be damaged, and it is especially hard for poorer countries to rebuild all the damage. The only positive aspect, if you want to call it that, is that you can prepare for it. Normally people know in advance when a hurricane will come because there are warnings and they can prepare for it. In fact, many houses in the USA have special rooms where the people can hide from a tornado or a hurricane. So while your houses might be damaged or even destroyed, you can still escape with your life. The same is true for the eruption of a volcano. Magma rises from the depths of the earth, collects in magma chambers, until some of it eventually pushes through, which leads to an eruption. The force of such an event is unimaginable. But nowadays, only in rare cases are people surprised when a volcano erupts. Normally, there is enough time to evacuate the area and rescue the people living there. But if your house is in the path of the lava, there is no way to save it. The next disaster we want to talk about is the one for which you can hardly prepare at all, an earthquake. It can hit any time and anywhere. Earthquakes are very difficult to predict. An earthquake happens when two blocks of the earth suddenly slipped past each other. It can be so light that you barely notice it, or it can completely destroy whole cities within minutes. Of course, there are areas in the world where earthquakes are more likely to happen, but they can happen all over the world, on big continents or on small islands. A horrific consequence of an earthquake can be a tsunami. If the earthquake happens under the bottom of the sea, the water above is also affected. A tsunami is in fact nothing more than a giant wave. Now, at sea, such a wave might only pose a problem for a couple of ships, but it's a different story when it hits land. When the water at the beach flows back into the sea, this is a sign of a tsunami. If you see that, you have to get away from the beach as fast as possible. Depending on the force of the tsunami, you only have a couple of minutes before a high wave would crash on the beach at incredible speed. In the aftermath of it, the whole area has to suffer from the effects of a terrible flood. That was the second part of our podcast. Next time, we are going to talk about two more catastrophes, mudslides and avalanches.